This is Emily Wright, and I am joined by Dan August Cordero. And I have to say, this is probably the coolest place I've ever done a podcast. We are here in the penthouse of the amazing Zaha Hadid Simon's Residences on the High Line, and just with Hudson Yards in the background. This is amazing.
It is amazing. It's probably one of my favorite residences that I've ever been in New York City, and it's been a great honor to help realize it personally with Zaha Hadid over the last 5 years.
And it's the 41st project that you've worked on, and what a project to be involved with. So could you talk me through a little bit kind of how it's got to where it is today? So it's 39 residences.
Correct.
Could you explain a bit about how they kind of knit together with the High Line and with the art side of things and the galleries?
Sure, absolutely. So I will say that Related's done a really tremendous job over the last 8 years, actually, putting this development together. So they acquired this site just about two blocks south of the Hudson Yards development. We're here in the West Chelsea neighborhood, which is the heart of New York's art scene. There are over 350 art galleries. The High Line is celebrating its 9th anniversary, that the disused rail bed was essentially converted into a public park. And this whole neighborhood has really taken off with a variety of different cultural offerings. The Whitney Museum has just moved here from the Upper East Side. There are over 350 galleries. Avenue School, the private school, is just two blocks away from us. And then Hudson Yards, which is over a $25 billion investment two blocks north of us, which includes everything from new corporate headquarters of companies like Time Warner, CNN, KKR, for instance, as well as new hotels, 14 acres of public space, new parkland, the Vessel, or New York Staircase, mm-hmm. by Thomas Heatherwick, the Shed, which is the new cultural facility, which is the new center for artistic invention, with Alex Poots as the CEO. He was involved in the Manchester Festival for quite a while. And then we'll have about 400 residences for sale, as well as 100 shops and restaurants, Neiman Marcus, Milos, Michael LaMonaco from Porterhouse, and a variety of other different offerings, Thomas Keller included. So it's a very exciting location within New York because there's so much going on, but it's also a very exciting time in New York with all of the different layers, kind of all the pieces really coming together.
And now this apartment listed just last week, didn't it?
Yes, it did.
$50 million.
Correct. 50. Yes.
50. In case anybody didn't hear that, 50, not 15. And as you walk around it, though, I mean, it's like nowhere else on earth, really. I mean, it is so Zaha for a start, as you'd expect, and everything is just so perfectly put together and perfectly designed. $50 million. That is a price tag. But you were saying that here in New York, above $10 million,
yes,
things are actually picking up.
Yes,
And that's interesting because in London, prime resi is really suffering. So, talk to us a little bit about the New York market.
Sure. Well, it's been an interesting year for us here with all of the different changes happening politically from a tax standpoint, etc. And there has been a fair amount of construction at the high end of the market overall. I will say that sales volume in the number of contracts signed for new homes has increased in the $10 million plus market, as well as $20 million plus and $50 million plus. In this specific neighborhood, the record for any home ever sold downtown was just achieved on a closing for, I want to say, about $59 million right here, about just four blocks away. So this has not traditionally been a prime residential neighborhood, but because of all the factors I mentioned, including really the waterfront being transformed into, parkland, has really made this kind of the forefront of where a lot of people want to be in New York. Mm. And I think, the movement also with all of the tech companies moving into this neighborhood has also helped. So it's really probably one of the most dynamic neighborhoods for thought leaders in really every industry, whether it's technology, hospitality. We have several fashion designers living in the building. We have a number of people from entertainment living in the building, and really people that want to be at the forefront of what's happening next. Mm. So for us, we've actually seen a fair amount of interest actually in this home, which is priced at $50 million, but in a number of other really high-end homes here in the neighborhood. I'll say Hudson Yards, again, which is two blocks away, last year was the number one, our residential condominium, 15 Hudson Yards, was the number one selling building for homes over $5 million for any other development in Manhattan. So this new neighborhood is really at the forefront, and that's part of its appeal, in that buyers here are just not moving into an existing neighborhood where they can fit in and blend in. They're moving here because they can be a leader in this new neighborhood, to be a pioneer, to be a founding resident member, and that's part of its appeal.
And what is your favorite element of this entire space, the entire development?
Well, the fact that Zaha Hadid was personally involved on both the exterior of the building and the architecture, but also the interior design, really gave it a very holistic feel. So most of the buyers, I mean, the exterior is really phenomenal and very striking. And when many of our prospective buyers actually come into the building, they feel like it's much warmer and organic and feels very homey and natural to them. Mm. And that feeling, you know, it's hard to pinpoint if it's one individual design element, since this building is, you know, really pushing the limits on in terms of design. But I'll say that just that holistic, to see people react that way and have that feeling is what makes this more satisfying to me. I mean, we have an amazing pool and a spa suite downstairs. I think that's probably my favorite individual component. And I love the penthouse's roof pavilion, which is over 2,500 feet. So, you know, this building has really been a labor of love for everyone involved, especially everyone at Related.
And, you know, you probably don't sort of look too far beyond what you're doing. Where are you going to go next? Number 42, how can you top this?
well, we'll see. I mean,
Something in space.
Maybe something in space. You know, we'll see. It is hard to top, but I think, you know, it's really our job to really follow our customers and our residents and really develop homes and insights into what they're looking for next. And even if it's something that they don't know that they need, it's our real job to identify kind of what are the trends and what's the feedback and how can we develop something new that's very compelling.
Dan, thank you so much for letting me come and have a look at this space. It's incredible. And best of luck with it going forward.
Thanks so much. My pleasure.
Thank you.